from Cantwell south to the Broad Pass, which is the old Summit Airport, which is another 8 miles for a big resort that's going to go in there. Senator Fisher.
I guess the question I have is if, and I'm not, you know, arguing whether or not this should come out of the fund, but if the idea is to run an 8 mile line or 6 mile line, whatever, to a private enterprise, I think that would be considered a tap to me. In other words, they're the only beneficiary of it, and maybe they should somehow help pay for it. I think that, at least in our area, if an individual or a business wants the line, they have to pay now from the main end. And I see this as running an 8 mile line in for a future business with no, with the business not contributing towards it.
But you were, you were fortunate enough to get those lines in your area when there was REA funds. There's no REA funds now that President Reagan dragged all that stuff up.
But who else, Mr. Chairman, would benefit from that 8 mile string into the Summit Airport?
All the way along there. It's all Otma land.
So that there's no development there?
No, there's no development there now, but there would be a development if we could get it in. In other words, it's an economic structure that would return that plus a whole lot more to the state than the overall benefit. Plus the fact is that there is a FAA strip there that could be electrified and could be a... But you see, they could pull out of there, Paul, about 5 years ago. Go ahead, Senator Fanning.
I'm not asking for something for another bill. I have individual recommendations.
Are any objections? No objections? I'll probably get all over it.
Hey. Are you kidding?
Are you watching? All right, we have, what'd you do with my list?
I didn't do it, Fanning. Sign it.
Okay, Mr. Erickson is here, so we can take up the. He's got. He does the training program for the Green Creek Mine, and he would like to talk on Senate Concurrent Resolution 49, which is encouraging mining and earth sciences. I'm going to have that before us now. So, Mr. Erickson, you want to come forward?
Thank you.
No, at least I wouldn't have got that to happen.
No, but they had the hearing now. They don't need to have the 5-day rule anymore. It's fine. They can move that baby out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, just use the interest of something else.
All right, we have before us now Senate Concurrent Resolution number 49, encouraging mining education and earth science programs within Alaska, and we have Mr. Erickson before us, and Wayne, would you like to make your presentation for us?
Thank you. Our program began with a coalition formed between the various state and federal agencies, certain segments of private industry, and the academic circle. We had originally enrolled some 210 students that we are trying to bring up to introductory Tech 1 level for the underground mine. We had 210 enrolled. Of that 210 enrolled, 27 are now employed by Greens Creek Mining Company. Greens Creek will be hiring an additional 10 within the next couple weeks. We have other persons hired by the Brown and Root as far as the construction of the mill, so we can say that we have about 50 of our 100 or 210 that are employed. The essence of our program is quite simple in that if we are going to insist a new industry in the state of Alaska hire Alaskans, then we have to have Alaskans with at least a minimum amount of training to enter into that profession. As of the 1st of March, 1 year ago of this date, MSHA, which is Mine Safety and Health Administration, recognized that we had 14 certified MSHA underground miners in the entire state of Alaska. We are talking about an industry that has the potential of employing thousands. Without a training program, it would mean that those thousands of jobs would go to work to other people outside. We put this program together. Come April 8th, when you have on your desk an invitation to attend our graduation service, we will have completed 36,000 hours of student instruction. The emphasis has been on safety. We have a three-point program. Number one is that the underground that the people that we are training can go underground and come out alive, that they can go out underground and come out in one whole being. And third, that they will have increased their ability to produce not only for their benefit, but for the benefit of the company that they're employed by. We believe that with the right political atmosphere, that this industry, combined with this type of training program, can literally provide thousands of jobs for unemployed Alaskans. And we think that we have proven it through our initial effort. I'd be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Oh, one other point that I do want to stress is that there is a growing recognition that much of our major underground mining potential lies under the hands of our natives through the Native Mine Act. That when these villages were set aside in the area's acreage came also much of our underground mineral potential. And we think that by encouraging the underground mining industry within the state of Alaska, we will also be addressing directly the economic and social problems of much of our native culture. So that it's not per se a white man's gig. It's all Alaska.
But if we're sincerely talking about local hire and with the new emphasis put on encouraging hard rock mining and particularly the underground mining, which we're getting into in the safety program, this is a very good idea.
Well, there's no other industry that we can have in the state of Alaska that if you major in man years of employment, that you can get more man years of employment out of a section of ground in underground mining than anything else that you're looking at. There is no way. When you look at the hundreds of thousands of man years that have gone into the development of the AJ mine and the Treadwell mine, there's 140 miles of underground workings here, 100 over there. We're talking of hundreds of thousands of man years of work. And the net result of all of this work is that we build a place that we can build a state capital on. That is not, some would say maybe that was the wrong thing to have done, but at least that is what it was done.
Is there any questions of Mr. Erickson? The chairman of Hess says, get your act together, fellas. I need the room at 3:30.
Mr. Chairman, I think we missed, for the record, maybe you better say who you are. And what.
Yes, he did.
My name is J. Wayne Erickson. I'm the coordinator for the Institute of Mining Technology and the Underground Mine Training Program, popularly referred to in the press as the Green Switch Mine Training Program.
Okay, yeah, fine. No, I didn't say when he sat down. I just wondering for the record.
Can I have a motion? Is there any questions of Mr.
I'm moving as unanimous consent that SCR 49 be passed out of committee with individual recommendation.
Any objection? No objection. So ordered. See whether we get a better.
How long were you training these people?
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking. Is there any other business to come before this?
4 months,
huh? 6 weeks.
Thank you, Wayne. You are. He's adjourned.